Ministering Brethren, St. Helena, California, October 1907. To ministering brethren, there is a great and increasing need that those who minister in word and doctrine should be learners in the school of Christ. The influence of the one who preaches the word should be an influence that will lead souls to seek eternal life. In these last days, many influences will arise to draw the worker from standing firmly for a thus saith the Lord. Men who themselves have departed from the faith will seek to draw the workers into controversy, and by this method attempt to present heresies that will lead souls astray. My brethren, do not be enticed by such influences. Engage in no debate. Take no heed to the persuasions and challenges of those who would draw you from your legitimate work. You have no time to voice their sentiments or to repeat their words. Time is golden. Truth is precious. We are to carry forward the work of God in the same spirit of simplicity that has marked our efforts for the past 50 years. But while our work is to be done in simplicity and meekness, we are to stand firmly for the principles of the faith. The Savior has given the promise of His presence to all who labor in the spirit of true service. "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth," He says. "Go ye therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world." Matthew 28, verse 18-20. As you present the word to your hearers, claim this promise of Christ's presence. There is no day, no hour of the day, when He will not be near you by His Holy Spirit. He is in every meeting that is held in His name. His promise is given for as long as time shall last. Be careful messengers. Do not be anxious to hear and accept new theories, for often they are such as should never be presented before any congregation. Speak no boastful, self-exalting words. Let the word of God come forth from lips that are sanctified by the truth. Every minister is to preach the truth as it is in Jesus. He should be assured of that which he affirms, and should handle the word of God under the direction of the Holy Spirit of God. Walk and work carefully before God, my brethren, that no soul may be led into deception by your example. It had been better for you never to have been born than that you should lead one soul astray. Those who profess to be servants of God need to make diligent work for the obtaining of that life where sin and sickness and sorrow cannot enter. They are to be instant in season and out of season. God is calling for reformers who will speak strong, uplifting words from our pulpits. It is when men speak their own words in their own strength, instead of preaching the Word of God in the power of the Spirit, that they are hurt and offended when their words are not received with enthusiasm. It is then that they are tempted to speak words that will arouse a spirit of bitterness and opposition in their hearts. My brethren, be advised. Such words are not to come from the lips of Christ's ambassadors. Sanctified lips will speak words that reform, but do not exasperate. The truth is to be presented in the meekness and love of Christ. I heard the word spoken, "Prepare to meet thy God." If you will learn of Jesus, you will possess a power that will take hold of hearts. You will speak words that will be a savor of life unto life. Shake off the worldly spirit that would take possession of our people. Pray, O pray, and believe that the fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. If the minister's lips are touched with a live coal from off the altar, he will lift up Jesus as the sinner's only hope. When the heart of the speaker is sanctified through the truth, his words will be living realities to himself and others. Those who hear him will know that he has been with God and has drawn near to him in effectual, fervent prayer. The Holy Spirit has fallen upon him. His soul has felt the vital, heavenly fire, and he will be able to compare spiritual things with spiritual. Power will be given him to tear down the strongholds of Satan. Hearts will be broken by his presentation of the love of God, and many will inquire, "What must I do to be saved?" Acts 16, verse 30.